Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts officials and law enforcement officers from across the country gathered in South Yarmouth today for the funeral of Yarmouth police officer Sean Gannon. The 32-year-old officer was fatally shot last week while trying to serve a warrant. And WBUR reporter Fred Tice is in Yarmouth. He was at the funeral today. Fred, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to do it, Meghna.
So, first of all, tell us about the scene. I understand there were thousands of police officers in Yarmouth today.
Yeah, I hesitated before saying thousands, but I really do think it was thousands. It was, you know, usually you get hundreds. But I walked for half a mile to the church, and there were police officers on both sides of the street lined up several deep, and that was just in one direction. There were as many officers in another direction. They were there to line the procession route, if you will, as the hearse left the church. So they waited there for the entire service for that to happen. We just heard the bagpipes play, but largely the officers were there standing at attention, Meghna.
Mm. Were you able to speak with any of them? And if so, what did you hear?
Several of them. They came from all over Cape Cod, so nearby here, but they came from as far away as Dallas. I spoke to one officer from Dallas, Senior Corporal James Gatz, and he said it was important for him to be here today. He remembers just how upsetting it was when five of his fellow Dallas police officers were shot by a sniper, shot and killed by a sniper in that city 2 years ago. Here he is talking about how important he feels it is to support his fellow officers.
They're going to feel a lot of support from the community just seeing everybody out here. You know, just like I said, coming all the way out here is just important to show that we, you know, even from across the country, we support all our brothers in blue, brothers and sisters in blue.
Now, Fred, what more have we learned about Officer Gannon himself today?
He was clearly beloved by the community, and today we heard a little bit more about his sense of humor. Pastor Paul Caron knew Gannon for a long time, and he told this story about a prank that Gannon played on him when he was just appointed as the new pastor of the church, and that was last June. He had just come in, and suddenly there was a knock on the door.
This is the police. I nervously went over and opened the door, and I saw that wry smile and those eyes. And suddenly, I was enveloped in a bear hug. Father Paul, welcome to Young.
What
and
a
Father
story.
Paul. Yeah, yeah. And Father Paul said that this was typical of Sean Gannon. He said he was a funny and warm person.
So thousands, perhaps, of law enforcement officers at the funeral today, but not just them, right? Several key members of Massachusetts state government, including Governor Charlie Baker and Attorney General Maura Healey. Tell me more about that.
So they were there, of course, but also residents from all over Cape Cod. And it wasn't just people who knew Sean Gannon, and it wasn't just people from Yarmouth. I met folks who came from all the towns around here, and they said they wanted to be here because they felt that he had given his life to protect them, and it was important for them to come and show support for him and to be present for the family.
Well, that's WBUR's Fred Tice speaking to us from Yarmouth following funeral mass services for 32-year-old Yarmouth police officer Sean Gannon. Fred, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Meghna.